When there's no more hope is left in me.
How are you? Really? How are you? I know we are so quick to say, oh, I'm fine, I'm good, I'm well, I'm okay. But deep down, you wish you had the person you could say, oh, this is what is wrong. These and these are the issues. Oh, I am depressed and here is why. I get it. I get the fact that it is hard to be vulnerable in this part of the world. And it's so understandable. And that is what has brought me to tonight's discussion on depression. But before I move further into today's discussion, I would want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy every bit of tonight's podcast. Don't go nowhere.
You make me hope again. Your love is all.
What is depression? Depression is a major depressive disorder. Is a common and serious medical illness that negatively affects how you feel. One minute you can be, you know, lively, happy, and another minute you can feel bad, feel terrible, feel lonely. You know, it affects the way you think, it affects how you act. And depression causes feelings of sadness or a loss of interest in activities you once enjoyed. Say, for instance, you enjoy to cook, you enjoy to sing. All of a sudden, those things don't even matter to you anymore. That is, you're coming to a state of depression. Now, it can lead to a variety of emotional and physical problems and can decrease your ability to function both at work and at home. It can decrease your ability to function in life in general. So this made me to take further steps, and I spoke with elderly people on how they were able to hold on despite all their travails in life. Because I just wonder, oh, was it like these people were not depressed? How were they able to overcome? How were they able to navigate their challenges without necessarily going into depression? And, you know, I just thought, oh, maybe depression was not pronounced. Maybe it was, you know, it was in existence, but there was no name for it. Not like today that we have names for everything. So, they mentioned some of those factors that contributed to how they held on despite their challenges and what they think causes depression among our generation. Because I just needed to ask, how were they able to do it? So, the number one factor they mentioned to me was the God factor. They said they had total dependency on God, absolute trust in God. And for them, you know, trusting God was no more of, oh, it wasn't like a business. It wasn't like a transactionary relationship. Let me just put it that way. It wasn't as if God, I need this. And once you get it, you're gone. Or God, I need this. And once God is not doing it, you're depressed. So it was more or less like, God, I totally trust you. Like, I totally believe if you do it or not, our faith, our trust is still in you. So they said they had absolute trust in God, which was, yeah, which is profound. Okay, another factor they mentioned was patience. So they mentioned that during their time, they were so patient, and yes, I can attest to it, because, you know, some of the elderly people that I live with, it takes a lot of patience, to be honest. So patience, they mentioned patience. They said they were so patient about a lot of things in their lives. Another thing they mentioned to me was endurance. They said they endured a lot of things. And the fourth factor is the fact that they said trials and tribulations are part of our existence as human. So they had that in their subconsciousness. And another factor they mentioned was timing. So they said there is time for everything, and they weren't comparing the timing of their friends to theirs. So they just felt like, oh, if my friend just bought a car, it's good for my friend. And if I don't have a car yet, that doesn't mean I wouldn't have my own car. It just means that it's not the time, or it's not my time to get a car. So they had that in their mind, and anything they are doing, they know that, oh, okay, my friend has gotten married and I am not married, then that means this is not my time, or, you know, something like that. And that really helped them, that really escape, you know, make them escape through all those tough times. So I also asked them that, okay, what do you think causes depression in our days? And another thing I told them was, you know, the God factor. I say, okay, we have quite a number of youths who are also believer, which just as I mentioned earlier, they said most of our belief is based on transaction. Like, God, I want you to do this, and you, when God does it, so some of our youth will just move on, and when they need another thing, they come back to God. It wasn't as if they had total trust or, you know, absolute trust in God. It was more of God, you know, it was more or less like a business relationship kind of. So, and a lot of people, something they mentioned to me also was that a lot of youths don't have the patience to wait on God. Yeah, that's another thing they said. They don't have the patience, they said, impatience to wait on God. And, you know, a lot of youths tend to look for other means or other method. And, you know, if it's not working out, and they get to, you know, to be sad, they get to worry, they get to be depressed, and because they are not patient with, you know, with God to answer their prayers or answer their requests, as this case may be. So another thing they mentioned to me was intolerance. They said, you know, we don't tolerate enough. Another thing they mentioned, another factor, you know, causes of depression in our days and our time was lack of strength. They said we don't have enough strength as they did, which is true. We don't have, we don't have as much strength as they did. We don't. Another thing they said was unbelief. They said a couple of youths all over the world, you know, people who trust God majorly, they don't believe. So these are some of the causes of depression, you know, according to the research I did from the elderly ones. I just thought to myself that depression is something that is so rampant in our society. You know, a lot of people, it comes from a place of not feeling fulfilled. It comes from a place of being lonely. It comes from a place of being tired. So a lot of people, we just see people who are even surrounded by people every now and then, and they will still tell you they are depressed because they feel lonely. They feel they can't express themselves to people. They feel abandoned. Some, you will see people who have families and they will still tell you they feel abandoned and yet they are depressed. You just see a lot of things leads or cause depression. But tonight, I just want to admonish to as many people out there who are depressed, as many people out there who are tired, as many people out there who are facing one issue or the other, and that has led to depression. I just want to admonish you tonight that you should stay strong, and you just need to, you know, you just need to get back up. You just need to get yourself back up, pick up yourself, and, you know, do things for yourself. If you're tired, get into things, get into activities. If you're tired, I know life can be so demanding. It can be so tiring at times, but you just need to pick yourself back up. No matter how much you fall, no matter how much you feel sad, you just need to keep encouraging yourself. You know, there's this particular Bible passage that says, keep encouraging yourself in the Lord. You just need to keep encouraging yourself. Once there is life, there is still hope. The moment the life is lost, then the hope is gone. So I just want to encourage you tonight. If you're depressed, if you're tired, the economy of Nigeria at the moment can even make an average Nigerian to be depressed, to be honest. The price of fuel and everything can even make you tired. But I just want you to encourage yourself in the Lord. If you have people around you who are feeling depressed, call them, talk to them, make them feel happy, lift up their souls. You know, that is what you should do, instead of just saying, oh, is every time that you will just be, you want to be by yourself, what is your problem? People are facing a lot of things. So you don't have to use your word to put people down. You need to use your word to lift people's souls up. And that is what you're meant to do. So I just want to encourage as many who are passing through depression, who are facing one thing or the other, that the Lord is your strength. The Lord is your strength. And the Lord will help you. And, you know, just do something fun for yourself. And at the same time, if you think you need, you know, to visit, you know, a mental health professional or a practitioner, just try, visit them. If therapy would work, go for therapy. But at the same time, you just need not to forget the God factor, because it is paramount. That is who our existence is based on. That is just it. Just keep on trusting in God. Keep on believing in God. Listen to music. Watch movies. Read, you know, read novels. Read good books. Study your Bible, and, you know, hang out with your friends, but don't drink. Hang out with your friends and do something fun with yourself. Don't think that alcohol would help you solve your problem. It wouldn't. It would just clear off the worries for a while. But the next day, or, you know, if you take alcohol in the morning, then in the evening, you will still come back to all your challenges. They will still be there waiting for you. I pray the Lord will help us. The Lord will strengthen everybody. The Lord will bless each and every one of you. And the Lord will strengthen you. The Lord will give you grace to be able to withstand every pressure of life. God bless you, and I hope you enjoy tonight's podcast. Do share with your friends, share with your family, share with your loved ones, and I hope to see you in my next one. Bye.